the technology.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. This is supposed to be German software. Those Germans, they sure can build stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it works well. It'd be nice to see it open source. I've been using Linux for some years now, and it's kind of made me think, you know, as you say, though, I mean, unless you're actually capable of auditing the software yourself for holes and backdoors or whatever else, then it's difficult to know what's really in it, you know. But so maybe it's more psychological to open source software. Is in any way safer or better or whatever, you know? But
we're not exchanging trade secrets here, so I'm not really too worried about.
No.
I'm not really. I was just more worried about the quality and the reliance on a central service. And if we record these chats all over the place on different public servers, it's just harder to find us. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it just makes it more difficult. And why would you want to make it any easier if the goal is to be elusive?
I'm getting on the top right of this chat. Sorry.
Yeah, go.
On the top right of this channel, I'm getting it's just under 6 kilobytes a second. So I guess that's about 48 kilobits, isn't it? That's kind of low, really. I think we were taught, this was my background actually, it was telecommunications engineering, but we were taught that 64 kilobits is about the lowest that you should use for an audio bit rate, 64. And we're just under, and that's presumably including the overheads of the channel itself, you know, channel management. So we're doing about 48 kilobits a second, whereas 64 is about the lowest you should use, really, or lowest acceptable without having people complaining.
Well, for voice it can be really low. It's for music needs about 64, but for voice is I would say can go to 16, and it's probably pretty good.
Really? Yeah, maybe they were just talking about, like, I guess they were comparing it with traditional telephone, you know, like circuit switch telephone networks. It was about 64 kilobit. The comparison, it would be 64 kilobit. I guess that's what they're saying, I don't know. That's what we were taught. That's how low you could take a multiplex, you know, when multiplexing over a particular bandwidth line or whatever. Don't go any lower than 64 kilobits. Maybe that was just keep within.
I don't know. I just know my experience that if you got music, you've got to do it at 64. Or yeah. 32 works, but 64 just sounds better. But just CDs, I think, are recorded at 256. But anything after that, and you're just repeating sounds that you can't even hear.
Yeah. This works really well.
I wonder why the other guys dropped off. I guess we were boring them.
Deryllium said he realized he was talking and nobody was responding, so he figured it was something wrong.
Yeah, but he's not even online right now, according to my thing.
No idea.
Well, it's pretty fascinating.
Well, I hope it catches on. You know, it's certainly works well.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I think this is great, though.
Yeah.
So what, do you know how to use BitTorrent Sync?
I didn't use that before. I'm a real BitTorrent fan, yeah, but I've never used, I'm currently sharing, or I was, Clues Forum archive that you created. I've got 100%, whatever the word is, Clues Forum, 24th June, yeah. Yeah, six gigabytes, yeah. And Fakeologist, yeah, you've done both, haven't you? A couple of RAs.
I update them once a month. That way everyone can have a copy of it, so if it goes bye-bye, at least you'll have a local record of it, which is fun. Did you ever try and look at the site on your own computer?
Does it?
Well, try looking at it. It's actually unzip it and look at it. It's blazingly fast going through the forums.
How did you do it with something like wget? Or
It's HTP get or something. HT get, I can't remember. HT track. HT track.
One thing that's really sad about Clues, and I guess it will be the same for Fakeologist, you know, as the time goes on, is the loss of all the images. Like I was saying to Brian the other day that he'd done a really good expose of some 9/11 hoaxer. What was his name? Sunday Clifford, Jim Clifford, was it? And all the images have got...
No, it saves the... It should save the images. If you go look... Look at it. I'm pretty sure when I saved it, I got the images.
Hang on. Fakeologist. I'll just create a file, a directory, otherwise I'll be... have a real mess if they're all
when
in the...
When you unzip it, it should create a directory, yeah? No, I'm pretty sure it creates the...
Oh god, that's going to take
sure
a while.
I'm pretty
sure the pictures. Does it? I'm only unrarring the Fakeologist one, because I guess Clues is quite a bit bigger, isn't it? Although, that's amazing, really. You're 3 gigabytes, and Clues is 6.
Nah, you know why? Because I was catching the audio files. I had to tell it to not catch the audio files, because they take up way too much. So you might have some audio in there, so I had to tell it not to pick off the audio, because it's too much.
Yeah.
You might have a few audios before I caught it. The next one should be smaller.
That's kind of too big. This is too slow a machine to do it, really. It's only up to, like, 3% so far. So, yeah. Yeah, it's the audio.
No, it's slow. Well, yeah, the audios are too big.
Well, it looks like it would work well,
but anyway,
though.
Maybe you could put this... What's that?
That looks like it would work well. I can see you've, like, preserved all the directory structure and everything else, so I guess that would work well. Don't they have to be rewritten, though, the web links to... or is that all managed by that software? You know, to...
No, I think the software... I think they work. Play around with it.
I will, yeah. Yeah, I'm recording, yeah. What should I do with it, though? This recording for this channel? Stuff
it
somewhere.
Just email it to me.
Okay.
Email it to me, and I'm going to create some instructions on how we can just dump all the audios into one central directory and share them amongst ourselves. And anything that's any good, I'll post it and create. It'll go into the recommended audio feed, so it gets downloaded automatically. Podcatchers and what?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've arrived at my location here. So I'll have to let you go.
I have to cut some Z's,
but
great chatting.
I think this is going to be fascinating. We're going to have to continue this.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, it worked well. Just encourage others to use it as well.
No, I think this will be fascinating. I think this can be a really fascinating thing.
See it as a replacement for the radio shows you arrange through a Skype or substitute or.
Well, it's a backup. I think that Skype for better sound range. I think they capture.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. It's just another system that might be good.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Okay.
But see if you can get a headset, because it will increase your sound. It will make a huge difference. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All the best.
Take care. Yeah.
And
take care, Ab.
And send me this audio. I like to hear it.
Yeah. Will
right.
do.
Take,
okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye then.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.